New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's pain-free Friday. Farrell's doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, 300. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Perella Pleasure, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves to smoke tubes at a ghost train in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People trust the plastic bags, the British dry bags, some kind of fashion shake out of should do, but all my friends that come around flat to flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, the tides are tied up a range, splattered all over Manhattan, should do, but I gotta... Hey, what's kicking? I'm Farrell with Carver High tonight. Later, your boy, go for the two. Joe Lisi will join us with his weekly snags in college football. And we got all that going on. I want to just say, Carver High, I have to start this show off. I'm in a foul mood. I'm dyspeptic, distraught. Oh. I'm terse. I'm livid. I'm out of hand. I'm out of control.
It's no good.
I'm just not happy. The Yankees can't beat the Rays. They're going to lose all three games.
No, I mean.
They can't beat them. It's just unbelievable to me that they don't have anything in the world to play for. And they're still kicking the Yankees' ass 2-1. And 2-1 to me is like 12-1 because they're not winning. They can't beat them.
Nope.
They never beat them. And they're laughing at us.
You'd like to think that they could get a game this weekend, but and here's the worst part. The Rays are playing for absolutely nothing. They have home field advantage wrapped up. Division, et cetera, and they still just it doesn't matter what arm they bring out of that bullpen or whatever arm they put on the mound against the Yankees can never hit them. Doesn't matter who it is. They could never hit them.
I can't even tell you. I can't take it. I just personally on a level like that's unequaled, I just cannot absorb it. I can't take it. I have to get as far away from it as possible this weekend in Atlantic City and Philly. I just can't sit around here and watch them lose three games to the Rays. When the Rays are finished and they're going to the playoffs with home field, and they're just doing it to F with us. They're just doing it to F with us at this point. You know it's true. And I just can't even – I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, are you kidding me? They're going to blow this? They're going to blow this. They're going to have to, have a play-in game? That two-game lead's one tonight, and it'll be zero tomorrow going into Sunday. Count on that. And you know it.
Look, they got to find a way.
I need a shrink.
Win at least one game here this weekend. It's not going to be tonight. They need to find a way at some point Saturday or Sunday. I think if they win one game there, they've got it. They're in good shape.
They got Judge and Stanton coming up here in the night, though, don't they?
They do. Anything can happen.
All hope is not lost. The only two guys on the team that ever do anything are coming up. How about a home run to tie it? Judge. And a home run to win it, Stan. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get a little way. And I didn't let it rally, Cap. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, SportsMap, Sports Bylines, for all in the bench on the paper, buddy. So, that's what I want to see more than anything else is a little rally cap ninth inning.
Yeah, maybe I'll throw that on.
Back to back.
I'll throw that on for the ninth inning because I was actually watching Iowa just completely. I was watching the governor doing Maryland and Iowa. And geez, I mean, what an embarrassing first half for Maryland. You know, you're 4-0 to his brother. I mean, you talk about not showing up. He throws four picks in the first half. I mean, Iowa just had short field after short field after short field. And you can't do that against Iowa. You know that. That defense is too good. You can't hand them points because you know what Iowa's going to do now in the second half. They're just going to bully ball you and just run the ball and run the clock out for the next 30 minutes. Game's over.
Oh, that game's over. So
way over.
You know what? One good thing I have going for me tonight is I got Houston going, and that game is an ugly 35-3.
Yeah, that's a beatdown.
Houston's gonna win that game, and are getting 3.5 as a dog. Tulsa can't even score. I have Iowa going, and I think it was.
BYU?
Minus 3. Oh, I definitely have BYU. But BYU's up 17-10. So Utah State's giving them a game all of a sudden. So that's an area of concern, as I like to call it, the BYU game. Now, one good thing is it's actually on TV right now. It's on that CBS Sports Network that nobody ever watches.
I mean, it's that. They still have that channel? It's still on. There you go.
If you can find it on your cable system. Remember when we worked there, we used to make fun of it all the time on the network that nobody ever watches? Nobody still watches. Brian, what do you think of me getting tapped out by a religious show on a Friday night, no kids home, young guns off at the high school football game, chops at some birthday party, nobody home. You're thinking, ideal moment to get leg. Just automatic. It's just, you know, that's the ideal situation.
Right.
It's like earlier in the day, I tried to get involved, and then I got we'll hang out later. Thing and Ooh. Hanging out apparently is watching religion television because I watched some midnight mass like horror like religious show series on Netflix. Thanks a lot to that crappy show that just tapped me out. I got the wrestling judge gave me 3 pounds and it was over. I was out. Fight over. UFC. Wave it off. I got nothing because you know it at between 8 and 9, I had till 9 because then you and I dial up at 9. So then from 9 to 10, I had one more hour to go. She's still on like episode 4 at 9:40. I knew I was getting any. So at that point, I'm like, and then I'm going to AC tomorrow. So that's out. I'm going to the Eagle game with the Chiefs Sunday. That's out. I'll get home at 8, 9 o'clock Sunday night. Kids home. That's automatic. Tap out. You're not getting any. I told you the tip of the day. What did I tell you it was?
Yeah, no, listen, when the kids get older, as far as getting any kind of that happening, you're only going to be when they're out of the house, when they're in their teenage years. I mean
out of the house with, like, you know, full-on knowledge of where they are and when they're going to be remotely home.
Not out riding the bike, you know.
Yeah, it's not out riding the bike because then there's a drive-by. They come right in, slip in, and catch you in the, you know, full-on. catch you full on, and then you're finished. And then you'll never get it again, ever. Then you'll be shut down permanently.
Yeah.
So you got to have you ever seen those apps where you can track your kids? I got that going. Yeah. We know where they are. What time it is. So it's automatic. Now, here they are in the ninth with two outs, runners on second and third. Abreu pitching to Franco. If they score here, it's over. If he gives up a hit with two outs here on a full count, if he gives up this hit to Abreu, it's over. Ground ball, base hit, game over. Nice job, Abreu. Yeah. 4-1, you P-E-I-E-I-O-T-A. Did you see that backswing stop right there, Carver High?
Yeah, you almost went with the full swing there. You were able to hold up, though. Check the swing. Check the swing.
That was clearly offsides on the in the offensive zone there by Farrell on the 3-on-2 break. I was over the line. Right there. I was dropping a male organ right there. I was blaming Abreu, calling him a male organ right there on the show. It's your fault, kid. Just so we're clear. I just want to be clear. That's lights out right there. Game over. That's turn the channel time, Carver High. Looks like I'm going to turn on that network no one ever watches except me on a Friday night, apparently. Gotta keep an eye on that BYU score.
I'm going to be throwing that on, too.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong. When is the last time that literally ever that you saw that channel on anywhere ever publicly? Like in a place?
Publicly?
Like in a
bar
or
something?
A place
never,
that has a TV
never.
On, like the Five and Dime, the 7-Eleven, the Mini Mart, the Stop and Shop, the Dollar Store, the Barber, the Bar, the Gas Station, the never. Auto Body Shop, anywhere you went, haircut, anything. Where you actually saw CBS Sports Network on your television. Honestly,
never.
Ever. Name one time ever. Even in New York City, name one time ever besides in the WFAN studio. That's the only place I've ever seen that channel on television live ever.
Never. Absolutely never. And the only way that it would ever get put on anywhere is if somebody's looking for, you know, an obscure college football game like BYU Utah State on a Friday night.
Yeah, well,
they
scored, by the way, it's 24-10. But let me just tell you something. Here's the problem I have with all those people. They all think they're famous. You know, they got that famous-itis thing going where they all think they're like celebrities because they're on that channel that nobody watches. Right. And it's just, you got to get a hold of yourself. You got to realize when you're walking out the door, when you think all the neighbors are looking at you because you're famous, it's not that. They're looking at you because they wonder if you beat your wife. Because they think you're a creep and they've never liked you. That's it. I'm right, too. Don't tell me I'm wrong. They're like, I don't know about that guy. He's sketchy. But the guy himself is walking down the street going, all my neighbors know I'm famous. You know what I mean? Or how about when I go to Vegas with one of them and he walks around like he thinks everybody knows him and not one person there knows him.
No.
How about the other night when I was walking with this one dude in Vegas for the whole night at the fight with Mafia and no one knew him, but he thought everyone knew him. It was so funny. Meanwhile, everybody's yelling Pharrell and I don't ever think I matter. You know that. Tell the truth. When have you ever acted, been around me where I acted like I mattered?
No, never.
Never. It's true. It's never. Anyway. I just want to say as many bad things about people tonight as I can before I, forget to say it. You know what I mean? I want to get it out while I'm thinking about it.
Usually Friday's a good night to do that. You just let everybody know how you really feel about them before the weekend. Just let it all out.
Let them know where I stand.
Yeah. Just gotta lay it out there sometimes.
What do you think if I hit the trifecta tonight with Iowa, BYU, and Houston? What do you think if I get the
Houston should be in good shape, and Iowa should be in good shape. Iowa just scored again. I don't know why I still have this game on. I can't even listen to the Gutner.
The other game's better. It's only 24-10.
I know. I'm about to throw the other game on and get out of here. It's just like they just showed like the Maryland students in the crowd. I mean, they look so miserable. I mean, they're sitting out there on a Friday night. They probably drank, you know, a couple cases of beer all afternoon, lubing up for this big game with Iowa, and they basically are just sitting there,
right?
Just miserable. Watching
listen,
them get their ass.
You know, I'm not one to call you out ever. I don't care. I get games wrong all the time.
No, I believe me, I was on Maryland. Oh, no doubt.
Well, I know you were, but I'm just saying. That's not my point. My point is, there's two things. One, are you sold now? I'll just make this one statement for two teams. Are you convinced now that that Maryland and Utah State both are hairdryer city?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Well, I lost. I went away from Utah State after last week because they screwed me against Boise.
But you weren't convinced, were you?
Oh, I was convinced after watching them against Boise. I was done with them.
So you were convinced that they were hairdryer.
Oh, yeah. Tonight was all BYU. Got to get on BYU tonight. They're hairdryer city. Now, Maryland, I gave them a shot because Tulia was playing pretty well. And he did not play well tonight. He's got four.
That's Tua's brother.
Yes, four interceptions in the first half.
Oh, my God. He's
bad
finished.
Scene. Bad
so
scene.
Much for the Heisman.
Yeah, right. Throw that one away. Throw that ticket away.
I mean, honestly. How does it sound when I sit back, Carver? Not bad?
And you're a little far away.
Yeah, you can tell it's a little far away.
Yeah. There's a difference. There's a decrease. There's a decrease
in
volume.
You know, when I do the show during the day on TV, I'm always leaning forward,
right,
and animated.
Well, the problem is you can't
kind of straight up. But at night, I just want to lay down.
Well, in a normal world, you probably could take that microphone and move it back to the couch. But then that's going to screw up what you do during the daytime, and you don't want to do that.
You know, the Penguin sofa here behind me. I have gotten a leg on that many times. I get it. And the Steeler recliner. It's a little more difficult because the recliner moves, you know, back and forth. That can be a problem. I need sturdy, stable situation. So, by the way, I'm watching. They got moved back on an illegal procedure from the three, and now they still threw a touchdown on second and goal. It's 41-3, Houston. You think I'll cover that game getting 3.5?
Yeah, I think you're in the clear on the Cougs here tonight. Nice job by them.
Wow, I got actually. How crazy is it to see on ESPN Plus? I got every hockey game going. Tonight I got,
yeah, that's the NHL
right now.
You get every out of town game on ESPN Plus.
I got every game going. I mean, it is just fantastic. Now that's in a commercial. Let's go to this one. Vancouver and Calgary. Let's see what we got here. Oh, that is awesome. I got that game going too. Flames up 2-1 in the second period. Can you believe I got that on my phone now every night doing this show? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Get me an extension cord. I mean to tell you, as long as I got juice on my phone, it's all over but the shouting. I'm finally getting my money's worth with ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
I never watch anything, right? Do you ever watch anything on there? Do you ever watch anything?
Look, I when I heard that the NHL was going to be doing the package this year on there, I ended up getting it. But there's some things on there that, I mean, are of interest. I liked some of the international soccer that they have on there, which is helpful. They have a lot of college football that you don't normally get on a Saturday. So they have a couple things, but I didn't actually spring to pay
UFC,
for it this year.
They show.
Yeah,
like,
but I don't care about that. So
never
I would,
the good ones.
I would never pay for that. I would never pay for the UFC.
But never the good ones. You got to pay for the good ones.
No, I mean they get the donkey ones. You know, the ones that are no good, the tomato can fights. So I wouldn't pay for UFC fight anyway.
You think that's BS? That
well, look, if you're paying,
they got a deal with
paying,
the UFC to have right. all those. You know, to have this relationship, $1 billion deal, And then they only show crappy cards on their ESPN Plus because every big card is pay-per-view only.
Yeah. No, it's nonsense. But I mean, they get
crappy fight cards.
What do they get from every one of those pay-per-views? $100, $75, $100, whatever it is. So, yeah, they're never changing that because people pay it. So, you know, they're never changing that.
You know, it's funny. I'll pay to go to dinner, $300-$400. You've seen me do that. I'll pay to go to a great fight or a great game. I'll pay big money to see NFL games. I'll pay big money to go to a baseball game and sit behind home plate for $500, right? Like, you see me do that. You see me, you know, I fly to Pittsburgh. I stay in expensive hotels for Steelers game. They rip you off. They charge you double, triple the price for a room. But there's one thing I won't do. I'm not forking over $75 or $100 to watch MMA. Sorry.
No, can't do it.
I used to go to the cards free and cover it. And I'm just not, I just don't care enough to pay them. I'm not giving them my $100 to watch a fight card where one or two of 10 fights are good. I won't deny they have good cards, but usually there's only two good fights, right? I mean, three tops. So I'm paying $100 to watch three fights. Hairdryer me, okay? Hairdryer me. It's not happening. So when have you ever seen me? When have you ever seen me be cheap, ever, Carver High, besides never? And then, but with that, I have every streaming service in the world. I have all of them. Hulu, Prime, Netflix, Disney, HBO Max, Apple Plus. I have it all. I have it all. I'm just getting fleeced in my garage door. But when have you ever seen me pay for like a pay-per-view fight? I'm just not doing it.
No, me neither. I can't. Because most of the time, these fights aren't even, they're not even worth it. I mean, they're just not worth it. You know, it's hard. Now, the Yankees have actually mounted a comeback here in the bottom of the ninth. They've got two in and two on with one out. They've gotten it. Guardy just singled home another run, so 4-3 now in the bottom of the ninth. Looks like they have Sanchez up. Sanchez must have just made out then. Yeah, Sanchez, you know, of course, strikeout. No surprise there.
He struck out. He swung and missed everything by a foot. So they need a single. I can't believe you just lured me back into this game.
I know.
I was out of it. I was already off into Logan, Utah. I had it all going. I had escaped. And now the lousy 200-hitting Ronald Odor is up to end the game. What are the odds that this guy gets a hit besides zero? You think he's going to get a hit?
No. I don't. Rugi?
Rugi's up against Kittredge. I don't even know who that is. Although he does look like a terrorist.
Oh. Rugi.
Let's go, Rugi. Screw this up like you do everything else. He's worthless. Now you know why Texas got rid of him, right? The Yankees aren't keeping that guy around.
No. No shot.
Oh, he ripped one foul down the line. Just give me one hit before we cut you. Give me one hit before we get rid of you in the offseason. Fastest guy off the roster is you. And now it's an 0-2 count, and he's just going to get – they're going to get him on a gigantic hook. It's coming right now. Just a big old hook. You know he can't hit that hook. 0-2 count, runners at first and second, two outs, it's over. Oh, God. I can't even take it. It gives me agita. I can't even take it. Meanwhile, they got a great crowd out there tonight going home disappointed in the Boogie Down. You see how crowded it is there?
Yeah, they did. They got a good crowd out there tonight. Shame. It's a shame.
You know, I blame this on Abreu. They were down 2-1. They'd have won this game already. They would have won 3-2 if it wasn't for that hack. Why'd they bring him? Why did Boone bring him in anyway? I don't even know who that is, Abreu. When's he pitched? Once the whole season? Why would you go to him?
He's not that good.
Well, why would you go to him? It makes no sense to me. I don't understand.
It's hard to
why
explain
to
a
him.
Lot of things that Boone does. Boone's not a good manager.
There's a drive. Oh, foul. Oh, God. It was so close. Ruggie just missed a line drive down the line over to first baseman's head. It's 3 feet wide. They got the shift on, too. He has no chance of getting it past anyone. You know what he should do is just stick his bat out and hit it to left field. Four hits in a row for the Yankees here. No, it's not. Sanchez struck out, you moron. This guy can't do it. Kenny, I mean, honestly, Carver High, you're not serious. This guy's a bum. I figure the more I talk crap about him, the more he's going to come through.
Ruggie.
Your boy Ruggie. If I slam him enough, he'll hit a 3-run homer. I would lose my shack if he hit one out. He struck out, you bum. Get out, you bum. You're finished in New York. You suck. You haven't had a hit the whole year, you bum. You hack. I was enjoying the football game, and you lured me back into that. Way to go, Carver High. Nice job by you. So screw me up. You're trying to screw me up. I get screwed over. I get no leg. I get you drag me back into a game I escaped from and all my psychological problems. And then you bring me right back into the netting like a fish. I'm like a crab out at sea getting caught in one of them cages.
My apologies.
You just did it to me. I had escaped all that. I was free of it. So 24-13 now. Utah State got a field goal. This is a problem. So it's basically 24-21 in my world. What were they getting? Weren't they getting 8? I was laying 8. Oh, God. That's just going to be difficult to cover if they don't start scoring. I need BYU to take this game more seriously. I just don't think they're taking it seriously enough, Carver High.
That's the problem.
No,
I just need it.
I just think they're messing around. Nice bomb, though. 40-yard bomb by BYU. So let me ask you this question. Now that we know Boston won tonight, and what were they? Were they two back?
They were two back of the Yankees.
Now they're one back.
Correct.
And then Seattle was two back, right?
Yes.
So they were tied, Boston and Seattle.
Yes, Boston and Seattle.
So Seattle wins tonight, they're one back.
Correct.
So right now it goes New York by one over Boston, and we're waiting to see what Seattle does. Toronto won two, but they were three out. I still think Toronto's done, huh? All right, so just so we're clear, the Yankees lead is one over Boston, a half game over Seattle. They would move into a tie again with Boston if they win tonight. And Toronto's one back of Boston, right? There you go. So they're not done yet. If Toronto wins out, if Seattle wins out,
right.
If Boston wins out, which they all, I mean, Toronto won.
Toronto needs to win all their games this weekend, and they need the Red Sox and the Mariners to lose a game. That's basically Toronto's path.
Okay, well, Boston won tonight, and Seattle is.
They just got
underway,
going, right?
No score. Giants are up 2-0. Dodgers are down 2-1 to the Brewers in the top of the second in Chavez Ravine. That's all that matters. All these other games are meaningless. Absolutely meaningless.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So it does not matter any other game. None of them matter. So the Yankees, how do they screw this up? By losing Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, really, to be fair, the only way they could truly screw this up is if they lost every game this weekend. That would be their way to completely screw this up.
Well, I think if they win one game, I think
they're going to be okay. I think that they won't even have to play. I don't know if they'll host the game on Tuesday, but they're going to be in the game if they just win one more game.
There's two games left, and I don't see them winning them.
They'll win one of these two games.
Oh, by the way, I think your Phillies won tonight, didn't they?
Oh, please tell me that's true.
They did. 5-0. There's your over.
Beautiful.
That's done. But I'm worried, and you sucked me back in. So I had escaped that wrath of Khan, and now you've lured me back into hell. Now I got to worry about the Yankees all night and all day tomorrow. Is that a day game tomorrow or a night game?
I believe the Yankees are 1 o'clock tomorrow.
It is 1 o'clock. What could be worse? And then Sunday
is 3:05. Well, what time is the everybody plays at 3:05 on Sunday. Everybody in baseball is 3:05. What time does the caravan leave for Atlantic City tomorrow? What time does that get on the road?
Around one? Yeah. I'm going at around one because he said that, you know, as usual, like check-in's like 4. And so, but we're not checking into a normal room. We're checking into Mount Vesuvia. We've got the King Kong suite. I mean, this thing, I could literally have a marching band. I could have Metallica and 50 hookers all stay in this room. The only person that ever got a room this big in my life that I've been with was Todd from Affliction, my buddy. Remember my buddy from the Affliction? You just heard stories about
him. I met him one time in Vegas, yeah.
Met him once. Anyway, he rolled like that. I remember we stayed at the Hard Rock in Vegas once in their number one suite, and it was, it literally had like 5 bedrooms in it. And there was, we had like 30 people staying in it. And I mean, it was just unbelievable. Like, I remember going in there and doing bad things. And then I remember waking up like in the middle of the night and I was like, I went to the fridge or something, or they had like a kitchen in it and it had all kinds of everything, ice water, it had it all, drinks, booze. There was drugs everywhere. It was crazy, right? And I walked through this. I was stepping over bodies. And then I see like 2 naked chicks walking past me at like 4 in the morning, just completely naked, walking right by me. They're like, hey. I'm like, And I was like, what is happening? This is like a movie. I'm in a movie. And that was the biggest room I think I've ever stayed in. Because, you know, I've gotten a lot of suites in nice hotels around the world. Where I stay on vacation and stuff like that, right? But nothing compared to, and I've gotten like really nice, expensive, big rooms, like badass suites. But this one is, this is the coup de grace. I mean, this one is the cheese. I already seen it. Like he stayed in it and he showed me pictures of it. I mean, this thing is, it is literally, I mean, it's the size of a football stadium. This room, it's literally the size of Heinz Field. It's enormous. There's like a piano in it. There's like 2-3 floors. There's bedrooms everywhere. There's a kitchen. There's a deck. There's a pool, infinity pool in the room. It's got everything. Hot tubs. I don't know what it doesn't have. There might be live-in hookers. There might be.
Those are, I know, good.
That there's going to be a lot of action tomorrow. I can tell you that much. First of all, I'm going down there with just bags of money. So anyone that wants to kill me on the way, I'll be rolling in there with bags of money, and we're just gonna absolutely go off. I may not even make it to the Pat Mahomes game. You never know.
Fire it up.
I mean, it is all. There might be a grill in the suite, indoor grilling, very dangerous. But if you're a talented cook of Kobe beef, like I am, you can cook indoors. They don't like it, but you can do it. Leave a window cracked. It's all happening. This is like a scene out of The Hangover, right? That's what's happening here in Atlantic City tomorrow.
Nice.
It's so bad what's going to happen that I haven't even packed yet. You know what I mean? Like sometimes preparations are done. You're going on a trip. You're ready. You're good to go. Like the night before, you know how you and I, you'll come over to the Pharrell Pleasure and we'll have the bags packed, ready to go tomorrow morning on the flight.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. This might be I got to wake up early tomorrow and take Gunner to work, which is just a thrill for me considering I didn't get any leg that night. And I can't wait to get out of bed at 6 to take him to work. I mean, I'm just thrilled. And then when I get home from working out, I'm going to go work out and see if I can look at some, tail up at the club. There's a lot of it. And then I'm going to roll home and pack. And then he's going to pick me up. And we're rolling in the, $200,000 car. We'll be doing 100, buck five. We'll probably get pulled over at least twice. This guy doesn't care about tickets. He doesn't care about police, nothing. Radar, sirens, nothing. He's too rich. He just doesn't care about anything. He's like, pull me over, arrest me, do whatever you got to do. I'm going to this casino and I'm going to spend $1 million. And I'm just like, let's go. And I'm like, I mean, this dude's the most fun dude to gamble with ever. He just, this dude will blow through $300,000-$400,000. And dinner, I'm going to some famous place. He's like, bring a dress shirt and a sport coat. I'm like, okay. So, when I'm going out to dinner wearing a suit, it must be nice. Because I like, I go out like this. But I like going out with a sport coat and a nice shirt on, go to a fancy place and pretending like everything's Gandhi. I know Carver High does. There's no one that loves a tomahawk more than Carver High. I mean,
no doubt. Guy,
you get him going on the apps and the pregame drinks, the apps, and the entrees, the desserts. I seen him have dessert on fire, where they set the fire on the dessert. It's all happening. You love expensive restaurants, Carver. I admit it.
No, listen. When you're in those places, you gotta go all out. You can't skim. So you gotta go the whole way.
All in.
All in, baby. You get into one of those joints, you go all in. Push
Aren't
the chips.
A little aggravated, Carver High, that we haven't been to a casino in 2 years because of this BS disease.
Yeah, I mean it's not ideal. That's for sure. Not ideal. You'd like to be in the action. You like to be where it's happening.
I mean, I'm just sick and tired of it. That all ends tomorrow. That is all ending tomorrow in a gigantic way. That limited window of sacrifice is ending, where I've sacrificed casinos. I'm meant to be in a casino, as you know, Carver High. You and I are meant to be at the MGM or at Circa or somewhere large, living large, rolling the dice, free bet blackjack. You taught me well. I'll be ready tomorrow.
Gotta have it.
My boy, though, this dude's got the whole deal going. What do they call him, shoes? He got it all going.
Oh,
he got racks. He means business. I mean, this dude is evil, like no one I've ever seen before play. He's no joke. I mean, my boy's sitting down there with a couple hundred grand. He means business. This guy is evil. It gets my rocks off just sitting there watching. I'm just sitting there and, where do you see the crowd wrapping around that table? Guy means business, dude. I mean to tell you, like, I'll be like, I'm gonna go watch some football. He's like, come back in 4 hours. Okay, I might have to You know what I might have to have going tomorrow, Carver? I might have to get the Starbucks app out. It might be a five frap day.
One of those days, huh?
Caramel frap, you know, blow out like five of them at $7 a pop. I'd have to step up my Frappuccino game tomorrow. You know, it really is amazing that I don't drink. It really is. I don't know if that's a bad sign to say that. I don't know if that's a trigger because I haven't drank in years, but man, I'm ideal for it in this setting. It is a scene, but I don't really ever, knock on wood, I don't really ever think about it. I just don't go there, right? Like, I just don't do it. I told you, I got mad at the Steeler game. They didn't have water. I got mad they didn't have Gatorade. That set me off. But man, back in the day when I used to go to, I mean, you could ask Mafia. He used to go with me to sporting events, and I drink beer. I drink 15 of them. I mean, I drank so many beers. It was either beer or bathroom, one or the other. I was either, you know, drinking or going to the bathroom. It was just one as a constant faucet, a faucet of beer. I was just like I was the plumbing champion of the year, top shelf. I was always in the men's header working an angle. Go to a hockey game and drink 20 of them. I mean, 20 beers. Easy. Boom. You know, these guys, these snake guys, Carver High, they got nothing on me. These crowds of people with the $50,000 in snake beer can cups, whatever the hell it is, they got nothing on me.
Today's day and age, 20 beers, that's about a $600 day for you at the ball game. You load up that many. That's a $600 night, especially you get those 1750 Heinekens over there at Yankee Stadium. You're in trouble.
And that's all I drink too. Is that Heine or Bass. Get a little base going. That's serious. When I start drinking Patron and Guinness, it is just on like Donkey Kong. So when does hockey start, Carver High? I mean, I know they're playing all these meaningless preseason games that are going on. It's funny. I just saw like the Oilers and Kraken are playing in Seattle after the first. It's scoreless. I can't even fathom. I'm looking at the Kraken on my score that it's real.
It's not this Tuesday. It's the Tuesday after. I think it's the 12th. Tuesday the 12th is that doubleheader.
You're right.
Lightning Pens and Kraken Vegas, right? That's the doubleheader to start off the season.
And then I think the Pharrell Ballers season opener is Wednesday the 13th.
That's a big week then. You've got hockey starting, you've got the Ballers starting, and the Cape Cod Irish Open is that weekend as well.
Is that a Friday, or what is the Cape Cod Open?
Well, it's the rounds on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I am not playing on Thursday. I am going up Thursday night after Coast to Coast. So I'll do Coast to Coast Thursday, right in the car, straight up to the Cape. I'll be on the tee box for Friday morning, and then I'll be on the tee box for championship Saturday.
And that's wait. But that's that week of that 12th, 13th, that week,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, but, you know, next Friday and the following Monday of that week, the 11th, I'm out, right?
Did you know that? I did not know that.
I am.
I have not gone over the, there we go. Let's go. We've got an in-game over here of 68.5, so let's make it happen.
You want me to send you that picture of those dates?
Yes, because I didn't get to get into the office this week because of the babysitter problem. I didn't get to go over the days off yet at the home front.
All right, I'll send that to you like tomorrow at worst. Hopefully I won't forget. Hopefully I'll do it tonight. I don't go upstairs tonight when I do the show. I'd go up when it's over.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.